The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, Vegas Falcher, good you, Clarella, and come on, Luke Clarsky, and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always, with you on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock. Well, I wasn't here last week, and my boykers, the Oisín Kelly, who stood in for me took the programme last week. Quite a good programme. I was listening to it as well. And, well, big programme tonight again. Looking forward coming up tonight's programme. I'm joined by two Guidoor GAA football stars of a bygone era, Onibug Gillis McBride and Con O'Donnell. Onibug and Con were members of the 1969 All-Ireland winning Gaeltacht Guidoor team, the first ever All-Ireland Gaeltacht championship, and they were honoured at the Comórtas Pell in the Gaeltacht, the Donegal finals in Marragallen during halftime in the senior final on Monday afternoon. We'll be joined by them shortly, but again, just to remind you, as always, if you want to contact us about something, if you want to have your say on the programme or want to air some issue, you can text us on 086 60 25000. That's 086 60 25000. And if you want to text us or from the outside the dialing area, it's 00353 86 60 25000. We'd love to hear from you. And of course, as always, you can listen to us on the World Wide Web as well on www.highlandradio.com. And you can listen back to the programme on www.Highland Radio and the Highland Radio app from tomorrow morning. Well, as I said, a busy weekend of football in Guidoor, a real festival of football. 10 games, 5 new champions over 2 days, and well, a very well-run and very well-organised championships down in Guidoor. And of course, the winners in the men's and the seniors, ladies and the men's juniors now head to Kerry to represent Donegal at the All-Ireland Gaeltacht Finals in on the June bank holiday weekend. Downings are once again heading to the All-Ireland series. Of course, they're the reigning All-Ireland champions. They're going as Donegal champions this year as well. Tiernan ladies are back in the hot seat in terms of the ladies senior championship, and they will also represent Donegal. They defeated their old foes Glenfinn on Monday evening. Downings, of course, had that victory over Guidoor's reserves on Monday afternoon. And well, there was junior ladies wins for Neamhuire, or intermediate ladies wins for Neamhuire over St. Noel's, junior ladies win for Neave Columba as well, and of course Neave Connell defeated Len Swilly in the under 14 boys final. In that junior ladies, which was the first final played on Sunday morning, Neave Columba defeated Clonealy in that final. So a bumper weekend, very well ran organised, and the weather was good as well, and the new playing surface and pitch in Marragallen looking splendid. As I said, we'll be joined by Oney McBride and Con O'Donnell shortly to run down memory lane and to remember 69 and those great years of Guidoor football, long before the curtain crop came through. But first of all, Kilcar are Donegal Gaeltacht senior champions once again, and their captain is Eamon McGinley, and I got his reaction after Monday evening's final.
Well, Eamon, first of all, congratulations. You're holding the Donegal Comórtas Pell in the Gaeltacht as the senior trophy. I know you've probably your sights on bigger things, but good victories here today.
Aye, excellent victory. I think any day you come on down here to Guidoor and get a victory out of it takes a quality performance to do that, and you know, we'd be happy with that. Yesterday's performance against the Low maybe was a wee bit slack in ways, but I think we've corrected a lot more things today, and finally got ourselves kind of kicking on rightly. Yeah. Considering all the players were missing, it was a good performance all round.
Yeah, there was a lot of players missing from both sides, and I suppose you lost your brother Kieran as well, which is obviously a huge player for you, especially in the absence of the countymen.
Yeah, in the absence of the countymen, we'd be you'd be relying on Kieran and around the middle of the field. But I have to say, a lot of boys stepped up today and got themselves into the game, and made up for where Kieran would have been an asset to us. And I think that there makes a bit of a difference to the club, is when you're missing some of your bigger players, that getting other people to step up. And it's no more than Guidoor, they were suffer from the same problem as ourselves, with county players away, and any miss of a club player after that then is massive. But Gwydor, you know, they'll be looking at next weekend when we're out in the league, as will we. And as things go on down the lane, when we're looking further on, Gwydor are the team to beat. Yeah. And that's what you've got to be looking at. So we got to get up to their performances as time goes on.
Did you strike a psychological blow today?
Yeah, I did, might in a bit. But the other side of it is it might give Gwydor a bit more to kind of come out on us next weekend and further down the lane. But listen, it's... Any day we get into a final, our intention is to win it, no matter what competition it is. And it's lovely again to win, you know, to win the Donegal Comartis, and to be heading down to Dingle now. You know, as a team, I think it's very important, kind of getting a team out and away together. And we'll use that there to our best advantage in preparation for the championship down the line.
I suppose the one thing that comes out of today's game, you know, there's something maybe that you felt maybe wasn't there in Kilkerr, is the strength and depth.
Yeah, that's a big thing that maybe we have suffered from over the, you know, in the years gone by. And I think in 2016 we started to develop, you know, our players, you know, from underage structures that we have within the club have come through and, you know, to fruition at senior level. You know, I'd looking around the dressing room earlier on and seen a player that was actually put down. The lad just passed me there, Dylan O'Gara, was exceptional yesterday, and that's a lad that's only after coming into the team this year. And we have other lads now that are becoming more seasoned, like Brian O'Donnell. We Ryan O'Donnell as well. You know, these lads are very important to us as a senior team going forward. It's grand and all having the Kieran McGinleys, the Paddy McPherdys, Ray McHughes, Mark, you know, all these county players of an exceptional standard. But it's vital that your club players are there to match it whenever it comes to future games in the championship.
So all in all, a good day and a good season day to build for the rest of the season.
Absolutely, you know, getting these extra games and then in the competition here is vital to us as our season develops. We'll be back now in the training field tomorrow, and we'll be working towards the league game next weekend.
Well, Eamon McGinley, their captain of the Kilkerr team that defeated Gwydor in Monday's final of the senior Gaelic competition, something of a surprise victory that Niall Gwydor had looked very good again on Sunday evening against Niamh Connell, but Kilkerr came through with flying colours and fully deserved their victory. And as Eamon mentioned there, they're meeting again this weekend in the All County Football League back in Mahergallan, and there'll be league points up for grabs on that one as well. So another tasty encounter. And of course, again, the Donegal senior players will be absent from their respective lineups again this weekend. Of course, Donegal in preparation mode for their championship opener against Fermanagh in 3 weeks' time. And of course, the Ulster Championship gets up and running properly this weekend with Tyrone hosting Derry in the premier round in Healy Park. And well, we look forward to that game, obviously, in some depth on our Saturday preview programme. But the focus tonight very much on Comórtas Pella na Gaeltacht. And of course, back in 1969, the very first ever final was played, All Ireland final was played. It was actually played in Mahergallan, and Gwydor defeated Corcaigne, which is Ballyvourney, I think, out in West Cork in that final. It must have been a cracking game, 2-9 to 2-8. And well, maybe to tell us about it, a little about it, and maybe go down memory lane and record some of the memories from that game and indeed from that season. I'm joined by two of the men that were on that Gwydor team. Onibug McBride, of course, well known as a referee in later life, and of course also played for the county for a number of years. And Con O'Donnell, possibly better known as an administrator in recent years, working with Donegal County Board, and of course a stalwart of the Mobile Club and one of the pioneers bringing football to Inishowen way back in the years gone by. But Oni, good night to you, and you're very welcome.
Same to you, Tom.
And Con as well, we've got you sitting back watching Spurs.
See you, Tom.
How are you? Tell me, Con, we'll start with you. 1969, what's your memory of it?
Well, my initial memory is I was away from home at that point, but the initial start to 69 was that Ballyferriter came to Gwydor in January of that year, a very snowy day. And they played out a match, I think they won that day. We were invited down, consequently, then. That was in May. And we travelled all the way down to Ballyferriter. And, well, my memory of that, anyway, it was a very long journey. And
Ballyferriter's in Kerry, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. In West Kerry. and just outside Dingle. And we arrived down there, and we were given a tour of the local area at that time. Ryan's daughter had just been completed, and the site was still there. And unfortunately, Kerry County Council didn't take it over, and it was subsequently burned down, and which was an awful shame. But we did have a good look around at the time, and then we went on to stay. I think it was a dormitory, some kind of hall, but the beds were all lined up both sides anyway. There were no hotels or dressing rooms or anything else at that time. It was all very primitive, I suppose, but sure, again, we had none at home either. There was just Middletown Hall, if you wanted to change or whatever. There were no dressing rooms. But what I remember down in Kerry at that point, I remember going down anyway, but there was a cloakroom. I think there was a 2-metre wall maybe around it, and two or three of, I'll not name them now, but two fellas who went in there, they thought they would get a bit of peace and quiet, but somebody threw a bucket of water in over the wall. So that paid to the quiet night. So we went on anyway to play a match. We went on to play a match the following day. I got a serious head injury in the first half, and I don't remember very much after that. But I know I was in a house for the next day anyway, and we were thrown into a bus, and I was thrown out at Dunluce a day later. So I don't remember coming home. I don't remember anything much about it, but there was no
concussion protocol that time, was there?
Yeah. Well, there was no concussion that time. It was you just got
a bang on the head.
Yeah. So that was the lead up. And
was that part of the competition that time?
No, it wasn't. Oh, no, they were purely exploratory games and challenge matches, but. They weren't maybe as civilised as some of the matches that are played now. They were out to win, but Guidoor won that match down there, and I suppose there was a bit of a needle then coming back up again. And so around, that was May, and in August of 69 then, the first All-Ireland Gaeltacht Championship, I think there were six or seven teams, or counties involved at that point, including Waterford and Meath, and the other big guns as well. But that's how it all started, and we were fortunate enough to be around at the time, and some were unfortunate. There were two or three players were suspended at the time due to some uprising earlier on, and Donald Breslin was one, and John Brennan, and who was the other one?
Nearly got her.
Nearly. Now, Nearly was a very inoffensive person, and I couldn't understand. And so was Donald. Donald wouldn't say a word either, but not to me.
And tell me, in terms of who did you play prior to playing Corcaigin in the final? Do you recall?
I'm trying to think of the semi-final. I thought it was Ballyvourney. I remember that was a very tough match, and it was very tight as well. Now, 50 years is a long time, and it's just there was so much happened in between. You know, most of our lads now, or most of the fellas who were involved at that time, have lived a life. And it's nice that they're all still around anyway, and that was the most pleasing part about meeting these fellas now and seeing that everybody's still alive and well. But it was during that time, and it was pandemonium then in the final. After the match, you wouldn't remember very much either. It was just a mass of people jumping about, and I suppose there were no cameras or there was very little there to record it at the time, and I think we just changed and went straight home, and that was it.
Okay, it was an All-Ireland title, and it was probably the first ever All-Ireland title won by a Donegal team.
I would say so, because we had some later on, maybe vocational schools and under-21s, before the senior, and we still we're still waiting for a minor title. But yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, it was anyway. Now, it was a big thing at the time, but it was a different landscape. People just went to work the next day and went about their business, and that was it. There was no big media hype or pictures or anything like that. I don't even remember if there was a picture in the paper. I'm sure there was a report on it, but, you know, 50 years is a long time. We would need to go back into the archives now to find out.
That's Con O'Donnell, a member of the Guido 1969 team, the winners of that very first ever All-Ireland Gaeltacht senior final. Oney McBride is with us as well. Oney was half-forward on that team, were you? Or midfield, maybe, I'm not quite sure. Oney, what's your recollection? Can you add anything to it? Can you remember the final, or who you...
I probably get Conal said it all there, like, but he mentioned, like, I was playing some half forward in the day. But that particular weekend, it was something great. It was a great buzz in the area. Like, imagine teams come from different counties, different Gaeltacht counties. No, at that time, I think there were seven or eight teams. Now, if I get really, but I mind at the preliminary rounds here in the county, and I mind at the weekend, it was, as Conal said, it was in bank holiday, August bank holiday. But leading up to it, we played Downings, actually. There must have been a perimeter and we get over and Downings. And we played them on Wednesday night in Marigan, and the game ended in a draw. And then we had to play them again the Friday night, and we just scraped two against Downings, you know. But we played four or five games leading up to that county, that Gaeltacht final, you know.
What other Donegal teams were in at that stage?
I think Downey's the only team that was in it, you know, that my memory was, isn't it? That was our primary, you know, that there were two teams, get over and Downings, you know. But that's who it was at the time. But leading up, our panel was very short at that time, with only 17 or 18 players, plus one Donald or Colin mentioned there, the lads were missing two different things that happened on the few weeks before that. I think we played Josephs, and some of the boys got, well, there were no cars that time. It was straight off if you acted yourself at all. So that's how it was at the time. But there was a great buzz about it, like, and leading up to it, and like, it was in the month of August, but it was something new for the club to have to be run or something, come competition like that, you know.
That's the voice of Oney McBride there. Oney Bug McBride, of course, a member of that successful Guidoor team, first ever winners of an All-Ireland Gaeltacht title. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back to Oney and to Con in a moment. Roger Ash, me, Tom Comack, with you again until 9 o'clock. My special guests tonight are Oney Bug McBride and Con O'Donnell, former Guidoor players, and of course Oney, former Donegal player as well. Oney, we were talking to you before the break about the final and the great buzz in the area. Can you recall, were there any county players involved? I know you had obviously several, including yourself, on that Guidoor team. Were there, can you recall if there was any big name players from other counties?
Not, there were only county players on the Kerry team. Was Mike O'Shea, that's the man, that's the name that stands out in my memory, that Mike O'Shea was playing. Mike O'Shea of the radio and the Gaeltacht, well, he was, I don't know what he is now, but that's one of the big men at that time, Mike O'Shea. No, but
Kerry, yeah.
But he didn't know that, and that was a great buzz. And even for I know of fun since, like, things got a lot bigger, you know, because teams like that time, the 8 or 9 team, but like, at the present stage now, there are maybe 20 or 25 teams competing now at national level. You know, if you're lucky enough to be running now at national level, like, for revenue for clubs, there's money to be made at that level, you know, for clubs, you know, the line of revenue, you know, but there's expenses of all too.
Yeah, as we said at the outset, 2-9 to 2-8 in the final against Cork again, given obviously a tight game. Oney or Con, which is going to have a stab at naming the team? And you, Oney, you said you're to the centre forward.
I said, yeah. I'll name the team, all right. No, but sorry, but the referee in that particular day, like, and probably we were kind of a bit of lucky now. We had a Mickey Griffith, probably abused for the county at the time. He said, good old connection at that time, that he might have pulled a few strings to that particular day, you know, but
he was a Dublin lad, wasn't he? But he lived in
Dublin, like, you know, we just scraped 2-8, 2-7, whatever it was, but a 1 was a 1, you know, but it was great, and it was great balls in the parish at that time. But nowadays, like if you're lucky enough to have the national competition now, it's a great balls for any parish or any county, you know, to have it, like, for the revenue-wise, you know, for the clubs.
And what about the team, Oney? Any going to have a stab at it?
Sorry?
Are you going to have a stab at naming the team?
Would I know it?
Yeah.
The team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had Tig McGinley in goals. We had Felix for right full back.
Felix McGinley, yeah.
We had Louis Brennan full back and Patsy McGinley left full back. We had Andy O'Donnell, right half back. We had Columba Dover, Arthur Amman, centre half back, and Paddy Doherty, left half back. Centre field was Denny Gallagher, Randy Fassman, and Michal Vicky, Michael Gallagher. So Joe Dover, right half forward. Centre half forward. Adrian Shackley, left half forward. Pacquiao, McGinley, corner forward. Tig Kearney, full forward, and Tig Dover, left full forward. That's a bit of line out.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, Donald Breslin and Neely Gallagher, I think John Brennan might have been the team captain at the time. They were missing that day, so obviously they were a big loss.
Well, I don't think Carl was missing as well. And John, I don't know what John did. John Dover must have been injured that particular time, but. That's how it was, I know, you know.
And tell me, any county men playing for Corcogivna, do you remember?
Well, that's the only one that I remember. It was Mayall O'Shea. There's like another guy, Slattery, and there's a long lad playing for them as well, you know. And then there's another lad, Joe Sullivan. Like, it's 50 years down the road, and it's hard to think of. But I know there were some players, but played at county level, like, but. The great Gelta team down in Kerry at that time, they were good. But it was something new for the club here and for like the county in general, like to win an All-Ireland at Gelta. It was something great for us, you know.
Yeah.
But it's common, like, I remember afterwards there was no great buzz about it, like, you know, if I remember, but that was it.
Yeah. And of course, obviously, were you were invited into the All-Ireland series the following year, were you? Or yeah.
At that time, like any two teams that met, any two teams that met in the final, like we played in the Arthurs in Crow Park. And it was something new for club teams to be playing in Crow Park. We played in Crow Park in Ballywarrina one particular year, in the like leading up to it, we played in the final, like, and they beat us in Marigan. Well, they beat us, but there was a dispute about that game. But we played them in Crow Park, but they beat us. And then there's another buzzer with that time. There was an all-star Gaelta team being picked. No. And mind, one year we played Meath up in Navan, and then there was another year we were down in Clare, an all girls our team. No, there was something, there were some big names in them. That was the latter years, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And was the Eurythus competition kind of linked to the Gaeltacht, or?
It was something to do with our Eurythus. No, it was actually the Crow Park game was a hurling, like, our Eurythus hurling final was, and, like, we were just the game before the Rarata final, Hurling final, the football team, no. Yes. It must have been part of the Rarata at the time.
Well, Conor Donald, you were honoured at halftime in the senior game on Monday afternoon, and I know there was a reception afterwards and a presentation made to you.
It was lovely to get a picture of the lads, you know, and that was presented to every member of the club. Just going back there, I think Seamus Fitzgerald, I'm not sure whether he was playing at that time or not. He would be a big name in the Ballyferrater team as well.
And he later came to play with
he was a Kerry player.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he was playing that day or not. But
and did he later come to play with Guido? Didn't he play with Donegal, did he?
No, I don't think so. No, Seamus Fitzgerald was a Kerry player, played with Kerry for a good number of years. He may have been at the end of his time that time, but he'd be one of the founding members of Comórtas Pelinna Gaeltachta. And as Oni was saying there, that match, I think it was Kilkenny and Waterford and Kilkenny, I think maybe at Crow Park, and they both teams that played in the Gaeltachta Championship final were invited to play as a curtain raiser at that time. It was a big hurling match. It's the first hurling match I was ever at, and it was something I'll never forget, you know, the speed, and we were sitting on the sideline. I think Guido were beaten that day, as far as I remember. Maybe Oni could tell you maybe more about that. I wasn't playing.
You were away from the area at that time, weren't you?
I'm away. Well, I was. I came to Inishowen in '68, in August '68. I was kind of coming and going, and I'd been in Kells and Armagh just before that. So I've been kind of coming and going now since the mid '60s. So, but I'm never that far away. I would still meet Oney and a lot of the people on regular occasions anyway. And there was only one fella I hadn't seen maybe for a long time, Teig McGinley. And it was great to meet up with people like that. There were a few missing, all right. I think Aidan Sharkey had an injury or something. I think
he broke a leg, last week.
I think he couldn't be there for some reason or another. Yeah. So we wish him well. But just thinking back there, the people we missed most, I suppose, the man who drove us about, and Paddy Haig, Paddy McFadden, who's
only recently, isn't that right?
Yeah, and I think he would have enjoyed that day as well.
And of course, the Francie Mooney, the late Francie.
Francie and Freddie Arrigal and Joe Sweeney, and these people were great people in the club. And Michael Vicky as well, who's Michael Vicky Gallagher, who died recently as well. These were all huge people in the club at the time, you know, and sadly they're missing at this point anyway. But it's very, very difficult. I think you only referred to that too. You think back, everybody has their own take on what happened on the day or whatever, on the night, and their own memories of it. And when you think back 50 years, you know, it's very, very hard to remember, was it this game or was it that game or the other game, you know. But anyway, it was lovely to be presented in front of your own club, especially if you're away from the area. It means so much more.
That's the voice of Conor Donnell. He joins me tonight along with Oney McBride, and I thank Oney and Con for joining us going down memory lane. We had a miracle on Merseyside last night when Liverpool came and won 4-3 against Barcelona. I think we're going to have a miracle in London tonight, because I can tell you Ajax are leading Spurs 2-0. For those of you who stayed away from the soccer to listen to us tonight, that European Champions League Cup semi-final, it's Ajax 2-0 on the night, 3-0 on aggregate against Spurs. So it's a fair bet that it's going to be Ajax and Liverpool in that final on the 1st of June. Just taking a break from the Gaelic games there. That's about it. My thanks to Jimmy Stafford as well on sound tonight. And just to remind you, another bumper weekend of action on the inter-county scene. There's Ulster Minor Football Championship games on Saturday evening. A second round qualifier is East Donegal and Armagh meet in Ballybuffet. Tyrone and Monaghan meet in Carrickmore. Derry and Cavan in Owenbeg. And Fermanagh and Down in Abrooster Park. Donegal are in Christy Ring hurling action as well on Sunday. They host Wicklow in O'Donnell Park, and of course Tyrone and Derry in the Ulster Senior Championship as well on Sunday. From me, Tom Cormack, Gudjian Shocks and Jehogan, and Mobuikas de la Colu there, Slán agus Bannacht.